7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Clock? No, I don't think so. But that was a nice top of the hour, 8 o'clock p.m., not 8:01. We barely ever get top of the hour announcements, even though they are wrong. They are wrong because the actual time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin. The Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Right. Okay. So yeah, once again, time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm having kind of a rough day today. My leg is acting up. It's acting really rude. It's being very rude to the rest of my body. So, okay, that's fun. I guess this is just a thing that's going to happen every spring for the rest of my life. I'm looking forward to that. Hooray. Oh, my God. So, yeah. Now we got to drink some tea. Oh, wait. This isn't tea. This is mango juice. Oh, it's good. It's yummy. It's delicious. I like drinking mango juice. I got another big bottle of mango juice up in the kitchen, and I've got a bottle of orange and tangerine juice or something. What was it? Tangerine and something. I don't know. I just was going crazy. Going crazy in the supermarket, and I noticed there was a bunch of juice that I really needed to buy. I'm not drinking tea for two reasons. One, I'm cleaning out my teapot. My tea was starting to taste weird a little bit yesterday. And I thought, oh, it's just this cheap tea that I bought. And then, no, then I drank some good tea. It's like, no, tea is tasting weird to me today. Maybe I just need to bleach out my teapot. Because I was trying to drink some rather delicate green teas. I was drinking Sencha, and I was drinking Longjing, and I noticed it was starting to taste weird, starting to taste bitter, and I thought, oh, well, maybe it's because, you know, I've been drinking so many oolongs that maybe I just need to bleach the teapot out. I don't think I've bleached the teapot out in about a week or so that's what's going on. I'm bleaching the teapot out, and I'll go back to drinking tea later tonight, maybe. Why maybe? Because it's another really hot day. It's extraordinarily hot. Ew, it's almost 30 degrees right now, and it's going to get hotter. It's probably going to hit 34 today or something ridiculous. It's well into the 90s. And this is both good and bad news. It is bad news because this means that I can't go outside. It's way too hot. So we can't go out looking for dudes or golf balls or anything. Just going to stay indoors. Stay safe. Although, I might spend some time looking out the window. Why might I spend some time looking out the window? Well, this goes back to something that we were talking about yesterday. And if you missed yesterday's show, what you need to know is basically this. A teenage Catholic high school girl bikini pool party in my backyard. So is that happening right now? No, but it didn't happen last night either, so that's a good news. It's nothing's going on right now, but our hostess is laying out on her deck, sunbathing. Maybe she's getting ready for the teenage Catholic high school girl bikini pool party. I think she is. She's catching some sun. So that's what's going on at my house. Maybe that'll happen tonight. Maybe the big bikini pool party is tonight. And if it is, I promise that I will go over there. Maybe do some interviews for the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, it could happen. That could happen. So anyway, yeah, I'm messed up. I'm drinking mango juice. And I can't go outside. Good mango juice, though. So what are we going to do instead today? Well, I had some weird ideas last night that I almost started getting into, but then I had a weird idea, and I started getting into that. So let's go into the other room so we can mess with some stuff. Oh, I'm not moving very good today. And I've got some errands I need to do today. I ordered a power supply for my 303. It's the same exact same power supply as my one of my pedals. Okay, now we're in the other room. What good does this do? So maybe we can get a better view out this back window. Oh, kind of. We got teenage girls laying in the sun. Teenage girls, they're gonna have some fun. It's teenage Catholic high school girl pool party. That's tonight. I don't even know what school my neighbor's daughter goes to. But I sure like those tartan skirts. I know everybody does. Okay. Let's sit down here and plug in the baby synth. And of course, this is when the cat decides to show up. Hi, Pippa. Hi, Pippa has arrived. Are you ready for tonight? She has a very sleepy face because she's been sleeping.
Because you're a sleepy baby, right? Yes, you like to sleep.
Because sleeps babies is good babies. And kitties need rest because this cat is part of the big plan tonight. In case we need to infiltrate the teenage Catholic high school girl bikini pool party. Here's the plan. I will accidentally let Pippa escape into the backyard tonight. You know, maybe I accidentally leave a door open for too long and the cat goes dashing into the backyard. And then, of course, our hero, Little Tobster, has to go out to get the cat. And then I have to run around and all the girls are like, oh, that's such a cute kitty. Oh, you have such a pretty kitty. And then I'll have to get the cat and I'll have to say, oh, yes, come over and take a look. Or here, maybe I'll bring the kitty over to you. Oh, such a nice kitty. And that's how we're going to do it, right, Peppa? Peppa says yes. That's the plan. I will lure the Catholic high school girls in with my cat. Who's a good baby? You're a good baby. Okay, now synth time. I plugged in the baby synth, and I made a weird patch. I don't have the keyboard/sequencer hooked up, so I can just hit the gate and we'll get sound. Hold it down there. Yeah, and I've got the release cranked all the way up so it fades out. Yeah, that's the patch. Now, there's a good way to do wacky stuff. I'll turn on the sample and hold. And then there's another tricky thing. Hi, Pippa. I need my hands right now. Yeah, there we go. All right, so I got the gate locked. And now if I turn on the sample and hold, we'll get all kinds of warbly weirdness. Okay, let's kill that for a second. That's pretty fun. And that's, you know, that's not a sequence or anything. That's the actual patch. If you were to hook up a keyboard to this and play a key, that's what it would play. Doodly, 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 doodly. I don't even know how I did that. This little baby synthesizer is not very transparent. And so you don't know what some of these controls do, and some of these controls are multi-level and they're controlling multiple things at once, and it gets sort of weird. So, you know, it's one of those things where you just start turning knobs, dial some weirdness in, and who knows what you'll get. But I was trying to think of what else to do with this, and I did come up with some wacky ideas. Where's those patch cables? There they are. I wanted to try to hook the bit collider up to this, but I can only get one signal out of the bit collider at a time. And I need two. No, I guess I don't need two, because we could just gate the baby synth from the baby synth. We just do manual gate, right? Does this make any sense to anybody? Let's just grab some patch cables and plug stuff in. So let's take the control voltage in to the sequencer and plug that into the input output of the handy dandy bit collider. And is this going to do anything? Well, we're about to find out. Okay, let's gate lock the synth. I said gate lock it. Wait, how did I do this before? Oh, I can hear my cat yanging. That's not how to do it. Okay. Synth. Now we'll plug in the bit collider. Turn on the bit collider. And yeah, we get nothing, so we gotta hit gate. Hit gate. Oh boy. Oh boy. That's fresh and weird. I have the LFO from the bit collider going into the control voltage.
of the Synthemocyzer. Let's get this to lock. Hard to do with one hand. Awesome. We got weirdness. Now, what happens if I unplug this? Pretty weird. What happens if I plug this into the other jack? Nothing. Okay, so that's interesting. What happens if we plug it into other stuff? Basically, what's going on here is I've got the bit collider throwing voltage into the synth, into the baby synth. And it's whatever wave. What do we got? Yeah, okay, I've got it outputting the triangular LFO. What happens if we put it into the square wave LFO? Let's find out. Okay, into square wave. Not a whole hell of a lot different. But still pretty fun. What happens if we start turning this knob? Not a damn thing. Let's go slower. It does not make a difference. That should not be happening that way. Okay. Why is this even getting a signal when this isn't plugged in? What would happen if, well, actually, that wouldn't do anything, would it? No, it wouldn't. Okay, we need to... I want to put that back the way it was. Alright, let's stop this first of all. And then, let's see, what should we plug in next? What I think I want to do now is plug the oscillator, the main oscillator from the bit collider, directly into its own input-output, so that will be my voltage into the gate. Give it to me. Okay, that's weird. Let's lock this in. Yeah. Now we basically have, you know, video games gone crazy. 8-bit hell gone completely bonko. What happens if we turn this knob? Nothing. It's not what I want. What do we need to do to make this wackier? Slowing down that LFO doesn't help. Slowing down this LFO is not going to help any. Wahoo! Let's take this out. Okay, come on. This is extremely difficult to do with one hand. It won't lock. Why isn't this locking up? There we go. This is our patch normally. Doodly, 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 doodly. Now, let's give it some extra volts. And now nothing's happening at all. What the hell is going, what has happened now? This is a problem because there's no change. Oh wait. Is this wire... is this in the wrong place? Does this need to be over here? No, it doesn't make any difference at all. Okay. Now I have no understanding of what's happening at all. Why is this not doing jack? Turn this noise off. Yeah, okay, now we've got... Alright, and I can't do it with one hand, so... I guess that's all we're gonna get today. And why did I want to do this? Why does this not do anything as interesting as I thought it might do? Don't know. Don't know. Let's kill it, though. What would happen, on the other hand, if we did this? Now I'm gating the baby synth from the triangle LFO. It would make more sense if we did this from the square wave, right? Let's plug it into the square wave. Yay! Makes no difference. As long as we've got voltage there, we've got gate. And I cannot slow it down slow enough to get little individual gates. And now I can't turn the damn thing off. The gate... Oh, of course the gate won't turn off. It's plugged into the stupid thing. Yeah, now you're just being stupid, Tobe. Oh, thanks. Another wacky idea that I had, but I don't think this is going to really pan out, is what if we use something like the bleep drum to create the gates? But that's not going to work. I was thinking we could either use the click out of the bleep drum or the audio itself to create the gates on the baby synth. But the problem is now that anytime gate is shorted, gate is just going to be on. Like this. I've got a cable plugged into the gate in of the baby synth, and we're getting sounds. Got no CV in, it's just gate. And the other end of the cable is plugged into the bit collider that's not even powered on. We can unplug the bit collider, and just that cable being plugged in is enough to gate the synth. All right, let's mess with it. I like it. It's wacky. Okay. That's weird. How did I accidentally get that? I kind of like it. It's a little drifty. Weird. Oh, I like it. I think we're gonna hang on to this little nugget for a while. Is it still drifting? Yeah, it's doing all kinds of weird stuff, isn't it? I like it. I like it. Why is there such a big mess over here? What the hell's happening over here? All right, so I don't know what to do. But eventually, I gotta go pick up those power supplies. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it. Anyway, This is fun. Okay, let's pull the cable out of the gate. And there it goes. All right, but the reason that we're doing that is because now I want to plug in the sequencer. So let's grab a battery, plug in the power to the sequencer, and then we go CV out to CV in. And we go gate out. I said we go gate out to gate in. Okay, now I can press a button on the keyboard. And there's our wacky patch. Isn't that fun? Yes, it is. And now we can run the sequencer. And we get sequence. And what if happens if we speed it up? How do I speed it up? Is this speed up or slow down? That's slow down. Is it dead? Why isn't it speeding up? Okay, now it's speeding up. But it doesn't make any damn difference to the synthemosizer. Okay, so if we're gonna do fun things with this, we're gonna have to come up with some programming for our sequencer. But everybody loves boo broo boo boo broo broo. Do we really need a sequencer hooked up for this? No, we don't, because we could just do this. Unplug the gate cable from the sequencer, and now the synth thinks it's being gated. Good job. I guess it's just being gated by alien technology. All right, so I'm having sinus day as well. Somebody turn this thing off. Beep, bleep, blue. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, yeah, Tub, that's great and all. Now you have another blue making noise machine. Well, yeah. And I realize that this may not seem practical, but that's only because it's, you know, you're hearing this out of context. Once we throw this in with some other, you know, more high-powered synthesizers, and maybe add a little bit of Nyanpasa, then we're gonna get into some heavy synth business. But in the meantime, that means we need to get the 303 working. And to get the 303 working means it needs power, which means I gotta go get the power supplies. The power supplies are here, I just need to pick them up. I only need one, but I have two, don't ask. But, you know, it's always good to have a backup. But anyway, Nyanpasu.
Nyanpasu!
It's going to be an interesting day. I've got some sports I gotta watch. I got some races I gotta watch tomorrow. I need some more mango juice right now because I'm really thirsty. And I've got to eat my lunch. I need to find some food. What do I need to do? That is correct. I need to Nyanpasu. It's Nyanpasu time. Which means something else is over. That's right. This episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tob. I gotta actually do some work and quit screwing around with these synths.
Nyanpasu!
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.